Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
This is KUNM. It's 504. I'm Chris Boros. More than 20 organizations joined together today to call on lawmakers not to make cuts to funding for behavioral health services. As Public Health New Mexico's Marisa DeMarco reports, many say the system is in crisis.
The youth media organization Generation Justice organized the event and draped long scrolls from the balconies of the Roundhouse Rotunda, where I'm standing now. The scrolls, featuring quotes from people affected by a shortage of services, nearly touched the ground. Senator Jerry Ortiz Pino, a longtime behavioral health advocate, says the state is spending more on this issue than ever before, but getting less for it.
What we really need to do is reestablish local agencies staffed with local people who are sensitive to local need.
Ortiz Pino says the years since the system was disrupted by accusations of Medicaid fraud have been painful. He estimates it will take many more years to make the system as effective as it once was. Generation Justice also presented legislators with petitions signed by 2,300 people demanding solutions. It's a budget session this year, and a drop in oil and gas prices has created a shortfall. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.